Phoenix FM Brentwood and Billericay's community radio station. Swing Out Sister and Breakout. It's coming up to 11:30 on a beautiful Monday morning. And delighted to be joined in the studio by Vernon Harris. Hello, Vernon.
Hello there to you all.
Hello, yeah, nice to meet you for the first time, and good to get you down into the studio. Now you're gonna educate me and everybody else. Now
I'm gonna do my best.
Okay, great. I'm sure you will. Now you're a professional clinical hypnotherapist and psychotherapist and a lifestyle therapist as well. It's all quite wordy. So tell us a little bit about yourself. What made you get into the field of hypnotherapy and hypnosis?
Well, I would say it goes back to when I was a lot younger, and a lot of people started to come to me basically for help and guidance. I wasn't aware of what I was doing, and I just felt did the right things. And then back around 75, I actually went to see a hypnotherapist who I like what I got from it. The idea that I can help people by working with their minds to actually make a difference. But I didn't actually do anything until about 95,
right, really, okay. No,
which is quite a long time in between. And then I came across, I was helping somebody who I didn't practice hypnosis without being trained, and realized I needed to be trained, and then I got into it from that point on.
Yeah, I see. So what is the difference between hypnosis and hypnotherapy? Because I know a lot of people think it's kind of the same thing.
Hypnosis, it's a state of relaxation that you allow yourself to go into. Each person, it's like when you're ready to go to sleep, you go into that relaxed state. And that's the same sort of principle, because everybody goes through the state of hypnosis twice a day anyway.
Right.
And the hypnotherapy part of it is basically what you do while that person is in that relaxed state. And that can use things like psychotherapy, neuro-linguistic programming, which is to help the mind reshape and readjust the habits that's been created throughout your life.
Okay, so hypnosis is getting ready to receive the information, and then hypnotherapy is
the work done.
Is doing
excellent,
it when, yeah. Brilliant. Okay. And psychotherapy, you mentioned on your website as well. What is that?
Psychotherapy is basically like me and you sitting down and having a conversation and finding the little triggers and things that actually help you to create. So it's about actually guiding you towards your answers that's within you. So, and that's just, we call it talk therapy,
right?
Basically, because it's about talk. You can do psychotherapy without the hypnosis or with it.
So you'd be talking to me, but all the time you'd be listening for those little hints that I'm dropping off about,
what's going on?
Yeah. I hate my job or whatever, you know.
And
well, I don't hate my job,
that's
but
yeah.
Okay. And, so obviously people come to you because they have, you know, to simplify it, problems that they want cured. So what can hypnosis, hypnotherapy cure?
Well, the best way to put that is what can't it cure, basically? Well, let's get rid of that word cure, because okay. We don't cure anything.
Yeah.
But it can help people to find answers and solutions to any issues or problems in their life. And it doesn't really matter what it is. We can help you find the answers.
So rather than a cure, what you're doing is you're leading people towards finding their own solution, if you like.
That's it. Excellent, yeah.
Okay. Is it something that anyone can learn, or is it, you know?
Well,
don't want to knock what you're doing, but, you know, is some people must have more of a gift than others about it.
Yeah, hypnosis, anybody can learn hypnosis. You can learn, I actually teach all my clients self-hypnosis, which they can do and take away with themselves, but anyone can actually do hypnosis. And you can learn hypnosis in a very short space of time, but it's not the hypnosis that's the important thing. It's what you do when you've got that person in hypnosis. So really, that's what my job is all the skills and tools that you add to the hypnosis to make it a powerful tool.
Right, okay. I mean, presumably people would want to not try and give themselves a hypnotherapy lesson. They probably want to go to someone who has been doing it on a regular basis.
Yes.
is there any area that you specialise in, and what would that be?
Well, I actually specialise in three basic areas of hypnosis, basically virtual gastric band, which is about weight control and weight management. Most people will go to a surgeon and spend an exorbitant amount of money to get an operation, which end up with them having to then probably get a second operation to get rid of loose skin.
Yeah.
This is something where you actually work within the actual body itself to create an imaginary band. And because of the unconscious mind or the subconscious mind is so powerful, I've had people say they've actually saw themselves having an operation while under the state of hypnosis. So that's the power of your mind.
Yeah.
And the other area I cover is I work with ladies who are families who are having babies. It's hypnobirthing, so therefore I help the lady to relax. I help the husband to become, or the partner to become more involved. It can even involve the children, where they become a harmonized unit to bring that child into the world in a much more balanced way. And the third area I work in is with youngsters at school who tend to be having problems either with bullying, especially with exam issues, where they struggle with that point where they're good in the class, but when they come to an exam, they freeze.
Some people just can't perform on the day, can they?
That's right.
So that's something that you can actually help, even children, you can, you know,
well, I tend to work with youngsters who are going through the main exams for life, but it's teaching them coping mechanism. We don't hypnotize the kids. We teach them how to develop coping skills, develop skills where they're actually able to practice in their mind how they're going to achieve their results. And actually, it works quite well.
All right. So it's just getting people to look at, I suppose with all three, it's getting people to look at what's happening to them in a different way so that they can sort of cope with it and understand and, you know, and achieve what they want to achieve, really.
That's exactly.
Excellent. Okay. Apart from these three areas, are there any other things that people come and see you for?
Yeah, like I've got someone coming to see me this evening for panic attacks. Panic attacks, smoking, stress, anxiety issues. Those are the sort of the main areas that people come to see me for. But like I said, phobias is another big one. I had a young lady come in. She had two phobias and one. Issue one was spiders, the other one was lightning, believe it or not.
Okay.
Fear of thunder and lightning. And the other one was that she couldn't see a bar of chocolate without finishing the whole thing.
Yeah, I think a lot of people get that. I certainly do. I didn't know that was a phobia, though. I suppose it is.
Well, it's not a phobia. It's just a habit that I had to actually help her to break, and that was quite easy to do.
Yeah, we all succumb to temptation from time to time, you know. I suppose a little bit of chocolate doesn't hurt. It's all about moderation,
isn't
it?
Now she can have chocolate in control.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it, is that she now has chocolate when she wants to, not when...
So it's not about banning it. It's not saying you can never have it. It's like, just don't eat it every single time you see it.
That's it.
Okay. What benefits do you think that hypnosis has over traditional counselling?
Benefits... you go to a traditional counsellor, and I'm not knocking counselling, they do actually sit with you and they talk through the process, and part of it is that you're having to do all the work yourself, and they just sit there and listen to you. That's my take on it, and you could be there for years. We shortcut that by actually going to the part of the mind that actually has everything sitting in it, because you've got the conscious mind, which you use every day, but you also got the unconscious mind, which records everything that's going on in your life, even when you're asleep.
Right.
And when we can get to that part, we can actually deal with the issues at the root of the situation so much easier.
And this is the main difference you're getting inside people's inside their consciousness. So to get them to look at the problems without them really talking about it or dwelling it, it's really getting to the root of the problem in the mind, isn't it?
Yes, that's it.
Okay. Now, there's been a few stories. There's always stories about hypnotists in the television and media and newspapers. They like to sensationalise everything, as we all know, but we all read them still. And sometimes I think people might want to take advantage of some hypnotherapy, but they're a bit worried about some scare stories that they've seen, and they stop themselves getting the help that they might be needing. So what would you say to people who are not sure about whether they really want to be put under, hypnosis?
Well, If someone's struggling with basically, I'd say to them, just have a talk with a professional. That's all it is, because like BT says, it helps to talk. And
it's good to talk,
that's
yeah,
all
yeah.
we can actually do is, if somebody comes to me that they have these fears and worries, my job is to put their mind at ease. They don't have to, that's why I give people half an hour when they come to see me to make a decision whether I'm the kind of person they want to work with. Once I've actually explained to them the basic concept of what hypnosis is and how it happens, because everybody gets hypnotized at least twice a day anyway. Mm. They yeah. just don't realize it.
This is right, yeah, yeah. So it's they just really need to come and talk to somebody just to put their mind at ease, really.
That's
just because you know, again, television. You watch people on TV; they're being hypnotized, they're being asked to do silly things. I mean, we've got to get completely away from this. This isn't what hypnotherapy is about. It's all about, you know, helping people and not doing silly things when they're hypnotized, isn't it?
Well, that's true, because at the end of the day, you look at it, being in that sort of situation. Now, if I say to people that if you're going to have a good drink and you get to the point where you're that drunk, you'll do exactly the same things as you would do on a stage, because it's for entertainment. You don't because your mind survival mechanism don't see what's happening on the stage as a danger to themselves. Of course, you'll do it same as you'd do if you were drunk.
Yeah.
But then when you come to me, what we're doing. Your mind can see it as a threat. So we have to be careful how we work with you. And because we're helping you to find solutions, that's the difference. We're there to help.
Yeah. Do you think people have misconceptions about hypnotherapy in general? Do they,
Plenty.
Yeah.
there's quite a lot of myths out there. It's like the hypnotherapist has control of your mind when you're under hypnosis. Far from the truth. You know, every client I've actually worked with, they can hear and see, and they know everything that's going on around them. They just can't be bothered. They're too relaxed. That allows us to work with the unconscious mind. You know, the other thing, too, is that they think if they get hypnotized, will I fall asleep? Or will I wake up? Well, natural process. We hypnotize ourselves when we're going to sleep, so we do wake up in the morning. The same thing would happen. You just go through the doorway of sleep and wake back up again. There is nothing that hypnosis is harmful about. And I can name up and normally put stuff like this on my website and on my, so all the myths, I've got a number of myths on there which people can go and look at
and shave
their mind.
So there's and we're talking about your website, and that'll be vernonaharris.com, and there's lots of information there about everything we talked about, really, in a bit more detail. So, do you find some people are unreceptive to being hypnotized? It might be a bit funny that they'd come and see you, but you know, and then not be receptive to getting the help. But do you find people that happen sometimes?
Actually, that reminds me of a story of a client of mine that came to see me, and the first session where they were struggling to get into hypnosis. I saw my supervisor afterward and said, this person was really fighting me. And he says, well, don't hypnotize him. The funny thing is, when I went back and I said, we're not going to hypnotize you today. All I want you to do is just sit down. Now, you can relax, you can keep your eyes open, you can put your eyes closed, whatever makes you feel comfortable. I said, I just want you to imagine you were back there at the place where we were last week. And within a few seconds, he was back in hypnosis, and I'd imagine hypnotized him.
So the key is to tell people they're not being hypnotized, and then they're much easier to hypnotize. Is that right?
That's one of the tools if they're struggling, because there's different people out there. Some don't like to be controlled. Some people are quite susceptible, and you've got a lot of people in between.
I mean, they want to be helped, because that's why they come to you, but they don't. I suppose some people have got a little bit of cynicism, saying this doesn't work really, does it? They, probably because they think that you're going to get a watch out and swing it in front of their eyes.
The old days. I think I remember that, Herbert Lom.
Yeah.
Going back, swinging the watch, yeah. That's the whole concept. None of that. We don't do any of that.
No, that's a bit of a media image still, even today, isn't it? Now, if somebody decided that they want to see a clinical hypnotherapist practitioner, how should they go about finding one?
There are various... Well, I would say do some research work and possibly contact a body like the General Hypnotherapy Registry, the National Council of Psychotherapists, or the Hypnotherapy Association. And there are many more of these governing bodies, and they all have ethical criteria which we have to work through. And most people who belong to them have had to prove that they were qualified. They've got to put their certificate forward. Their insurance and all that has to be up there. And the continued professional development. This is something a lot of these society bodies now adhere to, and we have to comply with that.
Obviously very important then to see that someone's registered and qualified and with the national body, basically, so yeah. That, you know, there's going to be a high level of quality involved. You couldn't just go to anybody for it, could you?
Well, there are plenty of people out there who say they're qualified, but I would check them out.
Good idea. Get on the website and check the credentials and just make sure you're talking to the right person. I think that's important. Yeah. Now, obviously, if people like you, they think you've got a nice, happy, relaxed, calm voice, and they think, yeah, I think I can find the answer to my problems with Vernon here, they can come to you. And what's the easiest way to get in touch with you?
Well, the easiest way to get in touch with me is if you go on my website, there's my telephone contact on there. Obviously, there's a number which begins with 03. That is a local call rate. There's my mobile, there's my email address, all on my website. Contact me, come and have a chat with me, and wherever you are, I've got at least somewhere you can work. I can work in Basildon, Wickford, or Southend. So yes, come and see me.
Plenty of places. That's great. Now, that's vernonaharris.com. If you're listening to this and you can't make a note of the website at the moment, come to phoenixfm.com later today and you'll see the order details there. Also, you can hear the chat with Vernon again. Vernon, thank you very much for coming in today. I found it really interesting. It's sort of, I wasn't quite sure exactly what hypnotherapy is, and I know all about it now. I'm an expert, but don't come to me. Obviously, if you need help, come to Vernon. So, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me here. Hello.